Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. Health officials say the main causes of transmitting the coronavirus is through travel or by exposure to friends and family. Officials point to rural states such as Montana and Wyoming that have seen cases increase recently, mainly because of visitors from more infected areas. Speaking at a news briefing on Tuesday, Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine urged the public to follow quarantine guidance if they go out of state. And he says that people often assume that just because they know someone, it's safe to be around them.
It's important that we do not fall into the trap of thinking that just because people are our close relatives or friends, and we know them well, that we can know with certainty whether or not they've been exposed to the virus, especially if they live in an area where incidence of COVID is higher than here.
COVID cases are rising around the region. Officials require visitors from counties with high case numbers to quarantine, but they acknowledge that it's an honor system. As the pandemic continues, the economic uncertainty and fears associated with the virus are taking a toll. Lara Cass of Rutland Mental Health says they've seen a dramatic increase in requests for services.
We're seeing newer people who have never been in the system before, are coming to the emergency room or calling us looking for help regarding anxiety or depression. The data is showing across the state that we are seeing double the amount of people in crisis than we saw the year before at this time.
Alcohol sales are up in Vermont, and substance abuse appears to be on the rise. The state health department reports a 36% increase in opioid overdose deaths this year compared to last. And the Vermont congressional delegation is criticizing the removal of one of the two mail processing machines at the U.S. Postal Service plant in White River Junction. Representative Welch and Senators Leahy and Sanders sent a letter on Tuesday to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy demanding that a new machine be installed immediately. Last weekend, the one remaining machine at the location broke down, meaning that mail needed to be sorted by hand, causing significant delays. In the letter, the delegation wrote, quote, "While we have been promised for months that a new AFCS 200 cancellation machine will be installed, we have just learned that this will not occur until January of 2021 at the earliest. This timing is both unacceptable and another example of this administration's attempt to sabotage the Postal Service and the 2020 election." End quote. The eye on the sky sunshine this afternoon, highs upper 50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow, there's a wind advisory for the Northern Champlain Valley and Northern New York. You could find the full forecast at vpr.org. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.